Nicky Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
Now we can have a break from wiggling and listen about Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which is the film that I reviewed this week. It stars Brad Pitt as main character John Smith and Angelina Jolie as a second main character, Jane Smith. The director is Doug Liman, who has also worked on the Bourne film series and also last year's Edge of Tomorrow. And it's also written by Simon Kinberg, who also wrote two of the X-Men films, two other films I love, The Last Strand and the most recent Days of Future Past. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Smith has a certificate of 15, which is the highest film certificate I have reviewed since starting that Friday feeling. And the plot is that a married couple, who are both secret assassins in different companies, find out that both companies had hired them to kill each other. Could you imagine that? If you were married and then all of a sudden you found out that you had to kill, or your husband was trying to kill you. Wow. Now, I thought it went well with today's theme. That's why I've decided to do it. We're looking at collaborations. And Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are not only good as co-stars, but they are also married in real life. And actually, it was this film that brought them together. Although, officially, they wasn't officially together until 2006, as at the time of filming, Brad was married to Jennifer Aniston. But, however, Brad and Angelina are married now, known as Bradgelina. They got married last year in August after 9 years of going out with each other. Wow, that is one long dating period. Now, I really did enjoy this movie because it is different to most action films. I must admit, I haven't seen many action films myself, but this had hints of comedy and romance in it as well. In fact, the writer Simon Kinberg describes Mr. and Mrs. Smith as a romantic comedy pretending to be an action film, and I can agree with that. There's some comical elements in there, romantic, and I think the action is sort of second to that. Some of the comical elements include the fact that John is always bumping into everything and making a noise. And also, Jane hasn't got a great aim. She even throws a knife into John's leg by accident. I think the fact that they're good assassins and they get their jobs done, but they have these quirky flaws that makes the film more interesting. We can be impressed by their fighting skills and jumping about, but also laugh at the fact that they're not perfect. I think that's where the comedy overtakes the action there. They're not perfect. They do make mistakes in what they're doing. During the fighting and gun battles, there is also some cheesy music played, which uplifts the film, but it does have a purpose as well. In the end scene, the same music is played while John and Jane combine together to have a shootout with their companies, as they do this in time with each other. The same song was used in the previous scene where the couple are dancing together, again being in time with each other, showing they are married, so there is a reason that the cheesy music was used. During the film, they do question their marriage. Was it all fake? Did they have a mission to kill each other right from day one? Well, the characters did get married got married after only 6 months of meeting. So my first thought was maybe the message of this film was not to get married so quickly, to get to know your partner better. But as it went on, I think the most important message the film contains is to be honest with each other. John and Jane barely knew anything about each other as they had to put on an act to hide their true careers, and this nearly drove them apart and even ended up in counselling. But once they told each other the truth, it brought them closer together. So if you're in a relationship, please just be honest with each other. Don't hide anything because it just causes trouble. Looking at the visuals and camera angles of the film, when they were in counselling sessions, you didn't actually see the counsellor himself, you just heard his voice. The images we were seeing was if the footage was the counsellor had recorded, so you don't actually see the counsellor, which I thought was interesting. And there's also inclusions of flashbacks to set the story and see the background of why they're in the counselling session in the first place. I like the fact that Jolie was cast to be Mrs. Smith. One of the desert scenes and her fighting in general reminded me of her playing the action hero Lara Croft. I'm also impressed at the number of different costume changes Jolie ended up wearing in different scenes of the film and how well she can move and fight in them. I was very impressed. She wears a dress, a suit, and even just a shirt and wellies, and she didn't even show anything. And as she does a lot of her own stunts in more recent films, I'm pretty sure she done some of the stunts in Mr. and Mrs. 2. So overall, I would give this film an 8 out of 10. I like the way the plot always hinted that something was going to happen. For example, when John first found out Jane was an assassin, he was so paranoid. She was trying to kill him over dinner. And the audience thinks so too, but it turns out that she doesn't. That comes later on in the film. And I also like the mix of genres, the use of action, but the main idea being about relationships and love.